Welcome to the press conference of Amnesty International. And I would like to begin first by thanking the church for allowing us to use its facilities. Amnesty International is not a stranger to Oaxaca. My colleagues have visited Oaxaca over the last year several times. And those of you who know Amnesty know that we are a worldwide human rights organization with members, over 2.2 million members in 74 countries around the world. And I have come here today to Oaxaca with my colleagues from Amnesty International to listen to the voices of the victims of human rights violations here and to meet with the government later this afternoon to find out from the governor and his colleagues what action they have been taking to prevent the abuses and to end the impunity. Today, we are launching a report, which is here, Oaxaca, Clamor for Justice. And this is based on investigation that we have made of human rights violations that have been committed in Oaxaca from June of last year, June 2006, until June of this year. And what this document shows is that there has been excessive use of force by the police. There has been arbitrary and incommunicado detention. There has been ill treatment and torture. Victims have been denied access to lawyers and sometimes to medical attention. They have been subjected to unfair judicial process and to fabricated charges. And 18 people died in this time period in circumstances that remain unclear and which have not been properly investigated. Journalists have been harassed, including one journalist, an American journalist, who was killed, and human rights defenders have also faced harassment. And what is absolutely outrageous is that this has all happened with impunity. Our report was finished in June 2007, but since then, there has been further evidence of the continuation of human rights violations here and the prevalence of impunity. Just before this press conference, I was listening to testimony from individuals who were attacked, detained, arrested, and charged after the 16th in relation to the incidents of the 16th of July. I also spoke to family members of two individuals who are right now injured and in hospital because of what they suffered at the hands of the police forces. And particularly outrageous is the case of Emeterio Marino Cruz. The family, the daughter, gave me this newspaper. You can see the evidence is very clear. All of you have seen these pictures before, how he was arrested without a scratch and how he ended up in hospital. And those who arrested him, detained him, are also evident. And I would like this afternoon to ask the governor what he is doing to take action about this case. Marino Cruz's case has got a lot of attention, but there are also other cases which show a similar pattern of abuse. The abuse of the police is so blatant that it is simply not enough to say that an inquiry has been opened and that victims are being summoned to testify. Impunity remains total, and the state has simply ignored the gravity of the abuses, despite very clear evidence, despite videotapes, despite photographs which you, the media, have taken. There is no information as to what action the authorities have taken to suspend the officials or to investigate the cases. Now, in saying this, I'm fully aware, as Amnesty International, that there has been a difficult situation in this state, that there has been a protest movement, that there have been protests and barricades, and that there has been violent acts that have occurred. The most important test that a democracy faces is how to handle dissent within the rule of law and not to allow its own security and police forces to exceed the rule of law. The efforts by the authorities to represent all those who sympathize with the protesters as criminal and subversive is merely a tactic for evading their own responsibility, the responsibility of the authorities to investigate. Amnesty International also believes that the federal government cannot shy away from its responsibility either to ensure that human rights are protected in Oaxaca. Both the state and the federal authorities have a responsibility here to urgently act to investigate what has happened and to stop any further repetition. From all that I have heard so far from the victims and survivors themselves, there seems to be a total lack of credibility of the state institutions to carry out serious investigations. Under these circumstances, we believe that the National Supreme Court's decision to carry out an investigation is an extremely important opportunity that the court must execute as promptly as possible. And Amnesty International will be calling on the Supreme Court to carry out this task in accordance with international human rights standards. Mexico is a party to international human rights instruments, and those human rights obligations apply as much to the people of Oaxaca as to any other person in Mexico. Amnesty International is outraged, and we feel that urgent action is needed. An autocratic response plagued with human rights violations will only perpetuate a vicious cycle of abuse, violence, and unrest. And urgent action is needed to break that cycle.